3 years ago today, U.S. troops and Iraqis pulled down the statue of Saddam Hussein in Firdaus Square in Baghdad. The occasion is being marked as an official holiday, known as Iraqi Freedom Day. The past week in Iraq ended violently. On Friday, more than 70 people were killed in a suicide bombing attack on a mosque in northern Baghdad. Yesterday, a car bomb hit pilgrims near a Shiite shrine south of Baghdad. Saddam Hussein also appeared again in court this past week. NPR's J.J. Sutherland is in Baghdad. J.J., we want to review some of the details of the past week. First, what happened at the mosque?
Well, there were three bombers wearing suicide belts. Some of them were dressed as women, or it might have been women. There were conflicting reports. One bomber was waiting outside at about 3 in the afternoon for worshippers to come out and blew themselves up in the crowd. As the panicked worshippers fled back into the mosque, two other bombers went with them and detonated their belts inside the mosque. As you said, scores of people were killed and almost 150 were injured. The imam of the mosque is a man named Jalal al-Din al-Sagir, and he's a member of the biggest political party in Iraq, the Skiri Party. The head of that party, Abdul Aziz Hakim, yesterday put out a call for restraint on Shiites' parts, saying that al-Qaeda is trying to lead the country into civil war. And, he said, quote, "We direct our speech to the terrorists, telling them that they will not stop us. Our people will not be drawn into the trap of civil war." That was the second of three suicide bombings against Shiite shrines. On Thursday, there was one in the holy city of Najaf, and then the one yesterday at a Shiite pilgrimage site south of Baghdad.
From what you've been saying, it appears that sectarian killing is increasing. Is that what you've observed?
Yeah, in the last 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's been a spectacular suicide bombing in various locations against Shiites. But more disturbing in a way is the twos, the threes, the fours, fives of bodies that are found every day in the streets of Baghdad. Usually these people are handcuffed, blindfolded, and shot in the head, both Shia and Sunni. And what's believed to be happening is that there are sectarian death squads engaged in a tit-for-tat war at night in Baghdad.
So what's the latest word then on the formation of a new government?
Well, they're meeting again today to try to sort it out. The Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani has said, "You need to form a government, please meet and do it." So the head of all of the major Shiite parties are going to try and reach an agreement. The issue is Ibrahim al-Jafri, the interim prime minister, was nominated for that post in the permanent government by one vote in the Shiite bloc, but the Kurds and the Sunnis really dislike him and do not want him to have the job. And the Shiites do not have the votes to form a government without the Sunnis and Kurds coming along.
Hmm. Saddam Hussein was back in the courtroom this past week. What was significant about this appearance?
Well, he was alone in the courtroom. He was dressed in a black suit. He actually looked pretty good. But he was being cross-examined by the prosecution, and they showed him many documents. And the prosecution was trying to demonstrate that he approved death sentences of 148 Shiites in the town of Dujail in 1982. What had happened there was an attempt on Saddam's life, and people were rounded up. Many families were put into camps, and 148 people were sentenced to death, some of whom, of course, did not survive to be executed because they died by being tortured. And so Saddam sparred with the judge, as he seems to every time he's there, and the judge cut Saddam's mic more than once as Saddam would go into a political speech. The next day, on Thursday, the former head of the Revolutionary Court, a man named Awad al-Bandar, he's the one who handed out these sentences. The prosecutors were trying to show that these were very cursory trials, that people didn't get fair representation, but both Saddam and Bandar insist that they were legitimate trials, that these were agents of Iran who were trying to kill Saddam, and that's a crime.
3 years ago, when the statue was pulled down of Saddam Hussein, obviously the mood was almost jubilatory at that point. 3 years later, are people talking about the absence of Saddam in the same way they might have been 3 years ago?
I think people, for the most part, especially the people that I've talked to, are very glad Saddam is gone. However, the disappointment in what the American forces have done here, the disappointment in their own ability to form a government, the constant security measures of, fears of being killed by random people, by crime, by sectarian violence, the electricity is still awful, the water is still awful. And while some work has been done, people really, really are depressed and frightened at the moment.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Baghdad. J.J., thanks very much.
Thank you, Leanne.